25 years old. I had a crush on Bobby Rush. Yeah, I wanted to be one of his dancing girls. I ended up getting his telephone number, and I gave him a call. I said, Bobby Rush? He said, yes. I said, well, my name is Sweet Angel, and I really want to be one of your dancing girls. He said, oh, okay, Sweet Angel. He said, well, how old are you? I said, well, I'm 25 years old. And he paused. He said, I said, what's wrong, Bobby Rush? He said, well, you're too young. My heart dropped to the floor. And I asked him, I said, Bobby Rush, how old I gotta be to be one of your dancing girls? He said, well, old enough to know better, but don't care. But he told me to call him back in a few years, and I did just that. About 10 years passed before I got the nerves to call him back up. I called him, I said, Bobby Rush? He said, yes. I said, well, this is Sweet Angel. About 10 years ago, I gave you a call, because I wanted to be one of your dancing girls. But you told me I was too young. He said, well, how old are you now, Sweet Angel? I said, well, I'm 35 years old. He said, oh, yeah, that's a good age. He said, but I got another question for you. I said, what's that, Bobby Rush? He said, how much you weigh? I was like, well, Bobby Rush, I weigh 155 pounds. He said, I said, what's wrong now, Bobby Rush? He said, well, you're too little. Well, you know what? I was so disappointed. I told myself I would never call Bobby Rush again. But as fate has it, my singing career took off, and I met him backstage at a show down in Mississippi. Guess what? I was opening up for him. And he saw me, and I saw him. And he came over, and he said, hey, young lady, how you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. He said, well, you know what? You look like one of my dancing girls. I said, well, you know, funny you say that, because Bobby Rush, I called you on a couple occasions, and I wanted to be one of your dancing girls, and you turned me down two times. He said, He said, well, you look just like one of them. You ain't got no hair. I said, well, what I want you to do, Bobby Rush, I want you to look around the stage, because I'm opening up this show for you. And I want you to see what you missed out on. If you would, I'm going on right now. And this is what I told him. Bobby Rush.
Bobby Rush.
Don't you wish you had a girl like me? Don't you wish you had a girl like me?
A girl like me.
I ain't got much hair on my head, no. But I'm as fine as I can be.
She's there. Sweet Angel. She's there.
Now by that time, old Bobby Rush, oh, he was peeping around that curve. I was working on them, y'all. And I glanced around, and I saw. So, you know, out of respect for the man, I told him to come on the stage. I said, come on, Bobby Rush. And he came on out. He was just a grinning, y'all. He was grinning so hard, I tell you what. And I said, Bobby Rush, he came on out a little bit more. I'm 5'2". Big thighs, oh, big hips. You can bring it in the front door. You can bring it in the back.
Bring it in the back.
It really doesn't matter. Angel like it like that.
Angel like it like
that. Hey, Bobby Rush.
Bobby Rush.
Don't you wish you had a girl like me? Don't you wish you had a girl like me?
A girl like me.
I ain't got much hair on my head, no. But I'm as fine as I can be. I said, I got a question for you, if you don't mind. I want you to do something for me. Is that all right? He said, yes. I said, Bobby Rush, look. I want you to look.
Look.
Bobby Rush. Take a real good look.
Take a real good look.
I said look.
Look.
I said look.
Look.
It's Bobby Rush. Don't you wish you had a girl?
Soy Daniel Monedero y te doy la bienvenida a Blues en las Ondas. Sweet Angel le dejaba las cosas claras a Bobby Rush en A Girl Like Me. Y este Rich Man's War de Steve Earle está incluido en la banda sonora del documental Slackers Uprising, donde Michael Moore narra la campaña electoral de Al Gore.
Jim and Johnny Army, 'cause he had no place to go. 'Cause there ain't nobody hiding around here since all the jobs in Mexico. Reckon that learning simple trade, maybe see the world. Move to the city someday, maybe a black-haired girl. Somebody somewhere had another plan. He's got a rifle in his hand. He's rolling in the back, damn wondering how we got this far. Just another poor boy off to fight a rich man's war. Bobby had an eagle and a flag tattooed on his arm. Red, white, and blue to the bone with a land in Kandahar. Left behind a pretty young wife and a baby girl. A stack of overdue bills and went off to save the world. It's been a year and he's still there. Chasing ghosts in the thin dry. Meanwhile, back in home, finance come and took his car. He's just another poor boy off to fight a rich man's war. When will we ever learn? When will we ever see? Stand up and take our turn, telling ourselves we're free. Hollywood was the second son of a second son. Grew up and guys are throwing bottles and rocks when the tanks come. Ain't nothing else to do around here, it's just a game children play. There's something about living in fear, all your life makes you hard that way. He answered when he got the call. Wrapped himself in death and praised Allah. Then a fat man in a new Mercedes drove him to the door. He's just another poor boy off to fight a rich man's war.
let your feelings roll on by. Don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. Just lift your head and let your feelings out instead. Now don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. On by, on by. On by, on by, on by. On by, on by. On by, on by. You know love is better than a song. Love is where all of us belong. So don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. Don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. You're there, you're there. You're there, you're there, you're there. You're there, you're there. You're there, you're there. You don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. And don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. Just lift your head and let your feelings out instead. No, don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. On by, on by. On by, on by, on by. On by, on by. On by, on by.
Cat Stevens tocó ese Don't Be Shy, no seas tímido, así que sal ahí y cómete el mundo. Pero antes de que Andrew Dabrowski nos sorprenda en Mannerheim Street Blues, recuerda que el miércoles 27 tendremos dos actuaciones, empezando a las 10 con Nicky Hill en el Loco Club, en la calle Erudito Orellana, 12 de Valencia, y continuando a las 10 y media con Peter Gunn y Armónica George en la Gramola Café, en la calle Barón de San Petrillo, 9 de Valencia. El día siguiente, jueves 28, tendremos 5 actuaciones, ya que a las 10, Sara Key and the Ramblers con Tijuana Blues se dirigirán al Loco Club. El jueves también, pero a las 10 y media, habrá jam session de blues and rock en la Consulta del Doctor, en la calle de Enrique Jimeno, 112 de Castellón. Y poco después, a las 11 menos cuarto, bailaremos con la jam session con Nano Blues en la Edad de Oro, en la calle San Jacinto, 3 de Valencia. Además, el jueves 28 a las 11 habrá Blues Jam Session en el Copelia Café Corrillo, en la calle San Francisco, 14 de Alicante. Y a las 11:55 Leandro and Friends actuarán en el Black No Club. Pasando al día siguiente, viernes 29 a las 10 y media, la JTC Band y tres hombres llevarán la música al Loco Club. El fin de semana empezará el sábado 30 a las 11 con la JTC Band y tres hombres en la Gramola, en la calle Palencia 21 de Orihuela. Y para acabar, el sábado también, pero a las 11:55, la Rat Power Blues tocará con fuerza en el Black No Club, en la calle Polo y Peirolón, 15 de Valencia. Thank you.
time I thought I knew about life and what to do, and now it's plain I know nothing at all. I should have known better the taste, but I took it all on blind faith, and now the bad guys have all run away.
Bye.
Dearless nos dedicaron un sincero Lonely Won't Leave Me Alone. Pero este tic-tac-toc, auténtico como pocos, llega desde Murcia y Crudo Pimento aquí, en UPV Radio y bluesenlasondas.net.
Man.
Tomás Duncan nos deleitaba con un energético Spoonful, pero la australiana Orianti nos dará una lección en What It's Gonna Be.
Well, last night
he calls me, 'cause he needs me.
Cannonball Adderley daba un toque de jazz al St. Louis Blues. Y ahora, música libre y de calidad con el Bitter Pill Discomfort desde cc-mixer.org.
You want your mama? Yes, ma'am.
William McCoy se lució la armónica en Mama Blues. Pero lo cierto es que Tats Washington nació el 24 de enero de 1907 en New Orleans, Luisiana. Tats aprendió a tocar el piano de forma autodidacta y además le ayudó el pianista Joseph Louis Red Caillou. De hecho, en los 20 y 30 lideró bandas de Dixieland, aportando elementos de ragtime, jazz, blues y boogie. Tras la Segunda Guerra Mundial se unió al grupo de Smiley Lewis, donde grabó varios temas para Imperial Records, como Tina Anna. A partir de entonces, Tats Washington se traslada a San Luis tocando junto a Tab Smith, si bien vuelve a NOLA en los 60 tocando en los restaurantes del French Quarter, en locales míticos como Tipitinas y en el New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. De hecho, tocó regularmente durante años en el Hotel Pontchartrain, y aunque lo suyo era actuar en directo y evitó los estudios cuanto pudo, en el 83 lanza el disco New Orleans Piano Professor para Rounder Records, con el que ganó un Blues Music Award. Pero Tats Washington murió el 5 de agosto de 1984 después de tocar en la Expo de New Orleans. Si bien Night Train International Records lanzó un álbum suyo en el 98 titulado Live at Tipitinas 78.